Another story now on the subject of human trafficking. This is about what happens when you come to the U.S. thinking you have a good job, and then you find out when you get here that you're more like a slave. Here's The World's Sarah Birnbaum.
30 minutes outside of Washington, D.C., there's a six-bedroom townhouse with a white portico. It was the house of Jane Kabalame, a diplomat to the United States from Malawi. Her job was to advocate for Malawian citizens here in the U.S., but there was one citizen who didn't get Kabalame's help.
I mean, my life was miserable.
That's Finis Lipenga. She was Kabalame's maid, but frankly, she was more like a slave. For 3 years, Lipenga was forced to work 16 hours a day, 7 days a week. She was paid less than 50 cents an hour. But it wasn't always that bad. In fact, Lipenga started working for the diplomat back in Malawi, and she says at that point, things were fine. She was a good boss.
It was like a beautiful family, first class. There was no red flag.
Let me repeat that. She says there were no red flags. But once they arrived in the U.S., it was like everything changed overnight. Lipenga's passport was taken away from her. She was locked in the house. They would eavesdrop on her phone calls. She was forced to sleep on the basement floor. And she wasn't allowed to use the family's soap or shampoo because she was told she'd contaminate them. This was Lipenga's life for 3 years. And the whole time, Lipenga heard this refrain from her boss. I'm a diplomat. I have immunity.
She used the word immunity a lot. She told me, I can drive anywhere, I can park anywhere. I cannot get in trouble because I have immunity. I'm a diplomat.
And the worst part, this is an open secret in Washington. What happened to Lipenga happens all the time.
It's a license to traffic.
That's attorney Martina Vandenberg. She runs the Human Trafficking Pro Bono Legal Center.
Diplomats have access to a population that's highly vulnerable. The power imbalance, the class imbalance, the wealth imbalance between the domestic worker and the diplomat are enormous.
But what's more, the visa system makes it impossible for the worker to leave. Diplomats bring their domestic workers into the country on what's called an A3 visa. What that means is that the name of the employer is on the visa. So if you leave your job, you lose your right to be in the U.S. and you're out. And remember what Lipenga's boss told her?
I'm a diplomat. I have immunity.
That's a real problem, but lawyers like Martina Vandenberg have found a creative solution.
When a diplomat leaves the United States, they don't leave with their full immunity intact.
When their posting ends, their immunity shrinks to something called official acts immunity, which only protects what they do at work, their official acts.
Every court that has looked at this has determined that abusing your domestic worker, holding your domestic worker in forced labor, raping your domestic worker, not part of your official duties in the United States as a diplomat.
So lawyers wait for diplomats to leave and then sue them for compensation. This is what happened in Finis Lipenga's case. Lipenga eventually managed to escape from that house. She says one night her boss came home drunk from a party and forgot to close the garage door all the way. Lipenga slipped under the door and escaped.
I made up my mind that I couldn't take it anymore.
She fled to the home of a friend and eventually found help from a local charity. They introduced her to a lawyer who sued Jane Kabalame once the diplomat had returned to Malawi. Kabalame never responded to the summons. The court granted a default judgment and awarded Lipenga more than $1 million in damages.
And that was it.
Kabalame did eventually respond to the case against her once it came out in the press. Kabalame said she'd have to be, quote, some kind of monster to do what Lipenga was accusing her of. She went on to say that Lipenga is, quote, taking advantage of the systems in Western countries, making unsubstantiated claims about abuse and trafficking. Kabalame hasn't paid the settlement yet, and she's never been punished. In fact, she's been promoted. She's now Malawi's High Commissioner to Zimbabwe and Botswana. But Finis Lipenga isn't focusing on that. She's an advocate for victims of human trafficking and encourages others to come forward.
I mean it. I'm standing up using my voice that, yes, there's justice. I beat immunity.
For The World, I'm Sarah Birnbaum, Washington, D.C.